Neil Damgaard. Here we are on the podcast. It's the Test Podcast. And the first question I want to get settled, controversial question, is what shall this podcast be called? Well, we settled that one pretty easily. What it has been called is Coffee Break with Neil Damgaard in the past. And I'd like, unless you're a coffee drinker, right, Charlie?
I do imbibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you had some philosophical objection to coffee,
no.
I have noticed some people have, by the way.
No, I mean, it is a controlled substance.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll keep it that way.
Yeah.
We won't be drinking four cups of coffee.
We can limit it, but Coffee Break sounds like a good name.
That's adequate.
A good name, Neil.
Okay,
yeah,
for now. Yeah. So, And what experience do we bring to this doing of this meeting of the minds, this Vulcan mind meld that we're going to experience in the coming months?
What experience do we bring as individuals?
Yes.
Well, I have been a professional talker for some years now, and I have often talked about things that I have little or no knowledge of.
So checkbox one is now filled.
Check.
Yes.
Much experience in that regard.
And Charlie Evans is my co-host today on the Test Podcast here, and he is a pastor of an evangelical church, a semi-quasi-reformed crypto-Baptist church.
No. Yeah. Crypto-Baptist.
Crypto-Presbyterian.
Crypto-Baptist
church.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is the pastor, as I said, of a particular church here in Roanoke, Virginia, where we are. And I'm a retired pastor. And we bring a number of, for purposes of just parity, we bring a number of common interests.
That's right.
And chief among those is the sacramental common interest, which is the Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that is, which by the way, today, is today the 21st?
Yes.
Tomorrow is Bilbo and Frodo's birthday.
Okay.
September 22nd.
Yeah.
The birthday.
Yeah, when he passes the old Took, especially.
That's right. And
I hope I never get to that point where somebody calls me the old Took.
The old Took.
Yes, by the way.
When the Middle Earth calendar really starts to pick up at this point.
Yes, things get very hairy. Yeah. Weather top happens pretty soon. October?
Very rapidly. It's coming up. Yeah. Yeah.
So what experience do we bring? I'm sure there's other things we could say. Charlie is a husband, by the way, and a father of six children. I'm a husband and a father of two children and two grandchildren. So here's a question to do a little thinking on. Charlie, help me think this through. Why do a podcast? Why?
Well, I would think, Neil, what springs to mind is there's potentially benefit for people who are seeking to be entertained. There's maybe benefit for us in scratching that itch of self-expression. And maybe some of what you'd like to talk about here has some real value to it for people that be listening.
Yes, and I agree with those goals that we would have. I am doing this myself, resurrecting what I did before four and five years ago, because it's fun.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the scratch, what did you call it? Scratching the self in?
Scratching an itch or itching a scratch, depending on how you. Yeah.
Scratching the itch of self-interest.
Yeah.
I like that. And I am at a place in my life where it's really what I want to do is the stuff that I am provoked by, intrigued by, curious of, and want to dialogue about. That's what this is does for me. Now, as to its potential value to the general listening public out there, I would hope it wouldn't be boring.
Right.
Personally, I hate, I loathe, I detest being bored.
Yeah.
How do you feel about boredom?
How do I feel about boredom? It bores me.
It's a boring subject.
this is boring. I don't think I like being bored. You know, I am at a place where I have a lot of small children at home.
So you're rarely
and
bored.
Boredom is not. And when one of my kids comes and says, "Dad, I'm bored," I immediately assign them unpleasant tasks around the house.
That's funny.
So boredom is a bad word at our house.
Yeah.
But well, no one wants to be bored by a podcast.
And they won't listen to it. If they do 60 seconds of it and they're immediately going to sleep, then that's right. The end of that podcast.
It is.
So we got to keep this.
Is there maybe a market for podcasts to fall asleep to?
You know, about 30 years ago, people would buy CDs of like surf.
Mm-hmm.
Wind, gently blowing wind to help themselves go to sleep. Okay. And our engineer has done that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that's a niche we could get into. Surf sounds. And then we could like, this week I read in the Wall Street Journal.
REM sleep. Drove me right to REM sleep. So a goal I have, I won't listen to something if it's boring because A, I don't have to, and B, I don't have to. And C is something else similar to that. I'm just not going to listen to something boring. So therefore, I'm not going to produce something that I'm told is boring. And so that's one of the reasons, Charlie, why we've started generating a list of provocative subjects.
Yes, we have.
About 20 years ago, an old friend of mine said to me, or posted on Facebook about me, maybe it wasn't 20 years, maybe 15 years ago. He said, "Well, you know, Neil's just a provocateur."
Yes.
That's a word I don't use every day.
It makes you sound like James Bond or something.
Just mixing it up and causing trouble and provoking stuff. And I thought, you know, I resented that depiction of me. But then as I thought about it, I thought, no, there's a side of me that likes to do. I like to stir it up. I like to not cause argument or tension or conflict, but I get bored easily with stuff that's just a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about stuff that we're still struggling with and thinking through, at least some of the time. So another question is, I don't know who's going to ask this question. Probably down the line, someone will think of this. Is this a Christian podcast?
Can a podcast be saved?
Or sanctified?
Mm, good question.
We're Christians. And anybody that I have as a co-host is probably going to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. Unless I can get Madonna to be a co-host for a guest slot or something.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? She's been on Letterman. She was on Letterman 8 times. I've watched all 8 interviews with her.
Madonna.
Yes.
Hey, Neil, how old is Madonna?
I think she's in her mid-50s now.
Mid-50s.
And I first listened to her in 1984, I think, was when she broke in. But anyway.
Kyle, can you confirm Madonna's age from the booth? Are you able, as a technician?
Yes.
Sorry, carry on. Yeah. I just
because this is an important point of reference here. You know, 52?
62.
Madonna's 62.
Yeah, he's 5 years. No, my goodness. That's scary.
I thought 50 sounded low.
Man, that's frightening to me. So that was a diverging bunny trail there about not a not Christian. Although she would call herself a Christian. I've heard her call herself a Christian.
I think
proto formerly Catholic way or something.
Yeah. Well, I think that she. This is an area that I've done little research into, but I think that she's
fulfilling
in the
Kabbalah. Our job description.
I think she's gone Eastern.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. That's right. She talked about that Kabbalah and mystical Judaism stuff. Yeah. So, but we are Christians, and there will always be the Christian, the sort of Judeo-Orthodox Christian backdrop to anything we're talking about on here. We're not going to become non-Christians.
Correct. For the podcast, that would be hard. Yeah,
so we've settled that. And will this be a Christian podcast? Now that's a little bit of a deeper question.
Yeah. See, when I did not grow up in a Christian home, and when I was growing up, Christian as an adjective before something meant essentially lame. Christian soccer camp was the lamer version of soccer camps. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So in that sense, we do not want this to be a Christian podcast.
Well, we don't want it to be lame.
Correct.
But I have a sense in the force, I feel a disturbance whenever something is Christian, because it smells off to me when something is institutionalized, is what I'm saying, when it's become franchised. Well, you know, if Charlie had an idea about a ministry, an approach, and in the early days of it, it was exciting, and it gathered attention. It had a productivity, a fruitfulness to it, and we were all excited about it. Mm-hmm. But then you decided to market it,
yeah,
and franchise it, and now it becomes a brand name. This is my sense of Christian stuff.
Yeah.
And I won't mention radio broadcasting on this podcast, a specific one that I actually appreciate in many ways, but it troubles me because it's so predictable.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't want to be part of, something that's just become lame. Yes.
Yeah.
In that regard. Yeah. Yeah. But Christ will always be present in our thinking and in the topics. We'll try to invite him to be in our minds as we talk about anything with anybody that I'm doing this with. Will this podcast be predictable and boring? What do you think, Kyle? No?
No.
Our engineer
predicts 12 minutes in and it's already not.
Is that right?
Or boring.
What a 12 minutes. This is flying by. No, this will not be predictable or boring, man.
And the other co-host that I would bring in, their resume cannot have predictable and boring on their resumes.
Good. Avoid those people.
Yes. Which is a whole lot of people that I know, actually. But anyway, what kind of stuff are we going to talk about? What are you interested in? For the times you'll be with me.
Boy, I'm interested in a variety of things, Neil. Well, some of the lists that we've worked on together.
Well, give us some of those things.
Right now, I'm very interested in the science fiction novel Dune, and also the
future. Isn't new, is it?
No, the 60s.
Yeah.
That I mean, it's not quite as old as Madonna, but it's been around.
Poor Madonna. Getting beat up on the podcast here.
Yeah. Dune. I am interested in the future of electric cars. I'm interested in potty training.
Potty training?
My two-year-old.
Or did you say body training?
Potty training. No, not body training. Yes. I'm glad this isn't a video. You'd see that I'm not interested in body training. But all kinds of stuff, Neil. And also serious stuff. Not that Dune's not serious, but...
Are you interested in the Lord's table?
Yeah, I am interested in the Lord's
jumping
table.
Straight over to a spiritual topic, mm-hmm, as a possibility,
mm-hmm, yeah,
to talk about.
Yeah, in fact, I have a professional and personal interest in the Lord's table.
Yes. Okay.
And some questions unanswered in my mind.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yesterday, I was very moved in the Lord's table. We did it outside. We're using little prepackaged stuff.
Yeah.
Elements. Which doesn't bother me in the least.
Yeah.
But that's a subject, a serious subject, mm-hmm, important subject. The sacraments, as some people would say.
Ordinances.
The ordinances.
Baptists call them ordinances.
No, I understand that. Right. Presbyterians still hang on to the sacramentum term. So we're going to talk about serious stuff. We're going to talk about important stuff, what we think is important anyway, mm-hmm, and that we've already generated without even breaking
a sweat.
Thank you.
We did.
I was going to say breaking something else. We haven't broken a sweat, and we generated 20 topics without even working hard at it. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. And I also did 84 podcasts 4 and 5 years ago, and a couple of those topics I don't feel like I'm done talking about yet. And I'd like to revisit a couple of things that I've talked about in the past that are still in my mind. It's still relevant, I think. So there's a lot of things we're going to talk about. How often will this podcast happen is a topic that doesn't require a lot of discussion. I'm going to aim at once a week with various people. And Charlie will be available occasionally, once a month or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah. We'll feel our way into that. But will there be other people on the podcast? Oh, yes, definitely. In fact, one of the best things I explored in the previous iteration of all of this genre is interviewing people. But I don't want to just interview predictable, you know.
And boring.
And boring.
Avoid them.
And being interviewed is, I learned, is not always an easy thing to have done to you.
No.
I interviewed a World War II veteran who got very, very nervous. He did a great job and had some phenomenal memories and experiences to share. But he was so freaked out by being on the podcast. It was just hard for him. Yeah. So I'm going to be sensitive about it, but there are definitely going to be some people, and you go down that path and there's no end of interesting people to talk to about whatever they're about. What if somebody says something offensive?
Well, I mean, I, for one, will be offended.
How offendable are you, Charlie, by the way?
How offendable am I?
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's a
Do you take offense easily at stuff?
I mean, I'm not as offendable as I used to be.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I think that, you know, a decade of being a pastor has made me a little more thick-skinned. Although, at the heart, I'm still a people pleaser on some level, and I can get my feelings hurt.
Yeah.
So I can. I'm probably more easily offended than I would like to be.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to offend me, Neil. I think I feel safe here.
Well, and I am offendable too, and I'm an old guy, but I have changed in what offends me, and I've become more mindful about filtering. You know, first of all, protecting myself from stuff that is automatically offensive to me. I'm just not going to hang out with that too much, but I can avoid it. But I think that's an interesting topic in itself. Because we're living in a culture that has become extremely offendable.
Oh yeah.
I mean, every little thing that somebody says or doesn't say, you know, you affirmed me on four things, but you left out four things that I think are important. You didn't say good about me, and I'm offended.
Yeah, yeah. And we've reached a place where an intelligent, well-meaning person cannot avoid offending others sometimes. It's that sensitive. And I'm, you know, you and I are not looking in on that from outside as aliens. We're part of that culture. That's the air that we breathe.
That is true.
You know.
But we're not going to be Howard Stern. You know, we're not going to be looking for...
I'm offended that you mentioned him. And Madonna.
We're not going to be Johnny Carson. How's that? Is that
much,
easier?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
We're going to try to track with the culture that we're living in the time that we're living in, 2020. This is 2020.
It is.
Do you know what 2156 is?
2156?
That's the year of first contact.
Is it?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that.
That's only 136 years away. So I just want to lay that on you.
Well, I hope that I am not.
I hope you're not offended.
I hope I'm not a sentient head in a jar at that point. I do not want to be there for that.
Will disagreement be allowed on this podcast is the last question.
No.
No? who is going to be the arbiter of what is designated as disagreeable?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kyle's got the mute button. Kyle's on the boards there.
Okay.
But I think healthy disagreement is what this is about on some level, right?
It is. Yeah. And if we're talking about a topic about which everybody agrees on the planet, then we don't need to talk about it or something, you know?
No, yeah, that's right.
But we're not going to be looking for controversy. We have enough of that in our normal lives.
That's correct.
But that doesn't mean that a subject is off limits because we happen to have a different perspective. I think kindness and carefulness and patience are always in order in discussion on any level. But there's going to be probably things that will come up with whoever I'm talking to. That came up in my last iteration of podcasts. The fellow was a great guy that helped me for so long, for a couple of years doing those. You know, we didn't see eye to eye on everything.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Well, this has been a test introductory coffee break podcast. I'm Neil Damgaard, and I'm with Charlie Evans today and Kyle Stuttman, and we're glad you joined us.